AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. There are growing concerns that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. An estimated 100,000 Russian troops are massed near the border with Ukraine or are taking part in maneuvers in Belarus, which borders Ukraine to the north. President Biden has told the Pentagon to have about 8,500 U.S. troops ready. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF or if other situations develop.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is demanding the U.S. and NATO bar Ukraine from the alliance and pull troops out of other Eastern European nations that are part of NATO. Wall Street rallies from steep drops amid the uncertainty over Ukraine and the coronavirus pandemic. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says today's swings, part of stock market give and take.
There's a lot for investors to be concerned about, but my take would be that this is part of the normal lifespan of financial markets and for stocks, and it's not something to be overly concerned about. In fact, it's somewhat normal for stocks to pull back, at least to a modest degree, and I think that's what we're seeing.
After being down 1,000 points, the Dow gained 99 on the day. Special grand jury will be impaneled in Fulton County, Georgia, home to Atlanta, to investigate whether former President Donald Trump and others pressured state officials in a failed effort to throw out Joe Biden's election victory. District Attorney Fannie Willis had said earlier that the investigation will include, but is not limited to, a January 2, 2021 phone call between Trump and Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, a November 2020 phone call between Senator Lindsey Graham and Raffensperger, and the abrupt resignation of the U.S. Attorney in Atlanta on January 4, 2021. This is AP News. The man who allegedly shot two New York City police officers, killing one and leaving the other in critical condition, has died. LaShawn McNeil died today from his wounds after being shot by a third officer at the scene last week. Investigators say McNeil was armed with a stolen Glock 45, equipped with a high-capacity magazine capable of holding up to 40 extra rounds. Mayor Eric Adams says more than 6,000 guns were taken off the streets of the city last year, but more is needed.
But traffickers keep the guns coming. That must end. We must stop the flow of illegal guns in our city. The iron pipeline must be broken.
Part of that effort will include the police department increasing cooperation with state and federal law enforcement to stem the flow of illegal guns and possibly have officers conduct spot checks for weapons at entry points into the city, such as bus and train stations. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.